I think you better just go inside.
Space!
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Cunt.
There you have it, folks. We are back in business.
It's Things Talk for the first time in a year.
Oh, the light of the sun. It burns my eyes. I've been in the pit this whole time.
I've been overseeing the pit to make sure that you didn't crawl out.
Yeah, you have to keep me in there in case you need to do a podcast.
Yeah, but that meant that I spent my entire previous year watching over a pit to make sure you didn't leave in case we needed to do a podcast. Yeah. That meant we didn't have time to do a podcast.
You made a rod for your own back, really.
Yeah.
I kept trying to argue that we clearly weren't doing podcasts, so there was no reason for me to be in the pit, and just as I was starting to convince the board, this fucking happened.
Yeah. Yeah, it was when Rod died. That's when I did it. Because I made Rod to sit on my back. And he was a prick. But I listened to him.
You created the golem!
Yeah.
You created a golem just to sit on your back and it turns out you hated them.
Yeah, he was called Rodney and he was a prick.
He was Rodney Prickfingers, the most useless of your creations.
Yeah. Yeah, and he kept this podcast from happening for a year. So you can blame the rod I made for my own back for that.
We're directly blaming Rodney.
Yeah.
Okay. I just wanted to check, because sometimes we indirectly blame people called Rodney.
Yeah, this time we're directly blaming Rodney. He's dead now. Good riddance.
Yeah.
He got shot by a gunslinger.
Because the last thing we need is more characters.
Yeah, there was a gunslinger, though, that shot him.
Oh, right.
Who's a new character.
Dare I hope that it was on a mercenary basis.
I don't know. I don't know much. It's mysterious. Maybe he'll come back.
Maybe we'll eventually come up with more character details, but for now...
To be honest, I don't even know the gender. I'm just saying he because it was a mysterious gunslinger. How can I assume the gender of a mysterious gunslinger who shot the rod on my back?
You can't. That's the trick.
Mm.
That's the twist of it all. I've got some things, Elodie. I've got some things, like a while ago... It's really important that I showed them to you, and I've just not been able to, because it has literally been genders since we last spoke.
Oh yeah, it has. That's crazy.
It is kind of crazy, but what's crazier is a large number of small metal guys. Oh, are you panicking because of the small metal guys or something else?
The small metal guys.
Okay.
Sorry, that wasn't an unrelated panic.
It's just so difficult to tell, right? So
I do get frightened a lot.
There's a lot of scary things running around your house, in fairness.
Yeah.
And I'm really sorry about that, and I will clean them up eventually. Yeah,
I know I trapped you in a pit for a year, but you didn't need to release all those scary things.
Well, I kind of did, because like, that is actually, like, part of my new gender is that I am a Dragon Quest villain.
Oh, okay.
So I do respond to any and all inconveniences, no matter how slight, by releasing minions with funny play-on-word names.
Yeah, they keep biting my toes while I'm trying to sleep.
Yeah, all of them.
Yeah, like they all climb onto my... climb onto my loft bed. They will climb up the ladder, go past my head, each giving me a little tickle on the nose as they go past. And then they will start suckling at my toes like a baby pig's, except that they have really sharp teeth and it hurts.
I've got to teach them some new tactics. This is... I feel like eventually you're going to figure out a way to counter that.
Yeah, it's all they do. They do day in, day out. They also do just run around, but that during the day and frighten.
Some of them don't have teeth. They're just sat there pretending.
Oh, those are the ones that actually that don't really hurt as much when they're suckling.
Some of them don't even have mouths. They just smear their face against your foot.
Yeah, it's kind of
which is unsettling.
Yeah, it makes it really difficult to sleep, honestly.
Yeah, take that.
Thanks.
Right. Anyway, so the metal guys.
Okay.
I've come into possession, and this is quite exciting, of some of my father's old unfinished kit bashes.
Ooh.
So I want to show you. I mean, I guess I'll just start with like one of the more normal looking kit bashed ones.
Okay.
So if I just send you this fellow. Just Ooh. A bit of green stuff.
He's got like a fluffy back.
He's got like a fur cloak.
Yeah.
On.
And a bowl.
What I'm assuming is a mace that the pointy bits were not put on yet.
Or maybe it's just a smooth mace for smooth boys.
Just a smooth mace for smooth boys.
Yeah.
That was the platform he ran on for election.
Is he the president now?
I mean, I don't know. I've not looked into his political career since I got him out of the box.
Okay.
But
we'll know when you find out.
I'll let you know when we find out. Then we've got something a little more extensive. He's not got arms on at the moment, but what he does have is an incredibly large malformed chin.
Yeah. And is that like a squig? No,
he's riding on a boar.
He's riding a boar. I was just thinking it might have been a hog that had been transformed into a squig, but no, that's just a skull on the boar's head.
One of them squig hogs, yeah.
Yeah, I thought it might be a proto-squig hog.
Proto-squig hog, running up the squig hog. Don't look at anything, please.
I like his belly as well.
The tumbus. What do I want to... Here's one I can just sort of throw in. It's just sort of an unedited Minotaur.
Ah, hello, unedited Minotaur.
There were just some things in there that weren't kit bashes, but I liked the look of, so I just sort of pulled them out and put them aside in my own. But I've still actually got, like, the... They're all here. Like, the remaining ones were sort of meant to be taken away and sold off, and I was just sort of given my pick of the ones that I was interested in.
The gang's all here.
Yeah, they never left.
Ah.
They have yet to leave, so I...
Well, what?
Yeah, this... He caught my eye.
There might be what I like in there.
There might be. We should contrive an excuse to meet up so I could show you some very dusty carrier bags filled with prizes.
Yes.
And you can determine. Right, this one's a big deal.
Okay.
This is sort of the most ambitious one that was in there. What we've got is, I think, an orc riding on the back of a wyvern. The wyvern is in a bit of a state. As you can see,
yeah.
The top of its head is separate. One of the wings is broken a bit. But the idea... These two are in a set. It's in a set with an ent, I believe that is.
Oh.
And the idea is the wyvern is grabbing the... It's meant to grab the ent with one of its rear claws and is trying to carry it off.
Well, that's crazy.
It's pretty crazy. I don't know if it's gonna support its own weight without some reinforcement. It's very ambitious, but I'm sort of curious to see if I can make it work eventually.
That's cute.
It's pretty good. There's just a closer look at the guy. And a closer look at another fun detail on this one. It's got a very fun long cloak, and on the back of the cloak you may be able to see...
Yes. There's a goblin.
There's a groblin holding on for dear life.
I love a groblin. I got so many recently because of the magazines that they do. They did loads of squiggy stuff and gobliny things, and I've got a bunch more now.
So many goblins.
So many
an
goblins.
An eternity of grots.
Grots eternal.
Grots Eternal.
It's like...
Ave Scrogulus.
It's like Doom Eternal, but instead of Doom, it's Grots is the thing.
Yeah. It's like Doom Eternal, but better.
Mm, because there's Grots. I've not played Doom Eternal, so I don't know.
It's all right. They really doubled down on the fucking...
Whoa.
...challenge joke.
Oh, okay.
They spend half the game doing that because people didn't like it, and I guess they're just dicks.
when you pause for so long at fucking... I was like, I played Doom 2016 fairly recently. I don't remember any sex in that game.
Well, then clearly you weren't playing on the right difficulty setting.
Oh, is there a sex difficulty?
Yeah, there's a setting just called Sexual Problems, where it changes the mechanics of the game. This time you can't shoot your way out.
You can only sex your way out.
You can only sex.
In space. You can only sex.
If that's derived from the statement, I think it is. You've removed so much of the original.
I know I have.
That's brilliant. I've just sent you some goblins holding sticks because we were talking about goblins. They're not. Yeah. They're just goblins.
They're just sort of holding things.
I've got this guy. I don't know who he is. I was hoping you might be able to identify. Some of these I'm going to need your help identifying because I just thought they looked cool.
That's a chaos dwarf.
Whoa.
Those have been out of production for a very long time.
Well, I have this now. So, ha-ha for me.
Ha-ha for you.
Ha-ha for me. This one, I think I've shown you before. Just a very worried...
Just a... a very upset Slayer.
Comes in a set with someone who's upset but angry about it.
Yeah, they're Dwarf Slayers.
Dwarf Slayers. There's one more Dwarf Slayer who's the most important one that I've got.
Gotrek was one of those. Him. Oh, he's a toot boy.
He dootin' the tootin'. He's got his big trumpet. Well, it's more of a tuba, really. The horn.
Toot.
Dootus.
Toot, toot.
More
I do like all the hog riding fellas. They've actually re-released them recently because of the Old World game that they've done.
Back by popular demand.
Yeah, including a bunch of the super old hog sculpts like that one. I guess to differentiate it from Age of Sigmar, they've gone back to some really old versions of the models.
Ancient hogs.
Ancient hogs.
Not like the ones in the New World. They pulled hogs from a doomed universe. There's this person who's meant to be sat on a horse.
Oh, hey!
Person with Grail.
They've actually just done a remake of that model, weirdly enough.
Oh, yeah.
I'll show you, because I have the Old World thing open, because... Yeah, Old World is doing a bunch of stuff like that.
There you go.
That's mental.
Unicorn. Yes. I have a horse for a go on as well, but it's a different horse to the one I think they're meant to go on because I preferred that horse.
Horse.
Do you want an horse?
Would you like a horse?
This one's just a lobster.
Oh, that's a demonette of Slaanesh, right there.
There we go.
Do you remember my big crab claw cow man?
Faintly, yes.
Yeah, the same army.
There we go. Crabs out for Slaanesh.
Crabs out for Slaanesh. Oh yeah, here's
Hello.
I've got the these are the re-release that has the same hog as the hog you've got.
Oh, they're pulling a little chariots.
Yeah.
That's very good. Let me take a closer look at that.
Yeah, they have just put out a bunch of old models.
Wow, yeah, those hogs are identical.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The thing is also, because they don't want any crossover with Age of Sigmar for some reason, they've re-released these versions of the regular goblins, even though they have updated sculpts, but they are in Age of Sigmar, so they've decided to just make these ones again.
It's a different kind of goblin.
The bows look like they're holding big bananas.
Yeah, definitely banana core.
Yeah. They have actually, they've re-released the Tomb Kings for the first time in years and years.
Oh.
Including some absolute classics like this guy.
Oh my god, he's made of bricks.
Yeah.
He's just got skulls dotted around him randomly. Yeah. I love that.
Look at this one.
He's got two skeleton torsos on his head like he's done his hair up in a towel.
That's good, isn't it?
Oh, I like that one. It's got some very curvy knives and he's yelling over a sarcophagus.
Yeah, that's what I like to do at the weekends.
It's difficult to find a sarcophagus anymore, but it's good. It's a good activity if you have access.
Yeah.
I've got some pirates.
Ooh.
Some dwarven pirates. Here's two of them here. I didn't photograph all of them because they're all in more or less exactly the same pose.
Dwyrets.
Dwyrets. Dwight Wyrets.
Hey, oh, my name's Dwight Wyrets, and I'm here, and I'm a character now.
I need to stop summoning them into existence.
Oh, should I bugger off then?
Are you the mysterious gunslinger?
No, I've never touched a gun in my life.
Okay, Dwight Wyrets, noted pacifist.
Yeah, I don't do things like that. Okay. I'm only into sex games.
Well, have I got the game for you?
Ooh! Is it Doom 2016? Love Doom 2016 because of the sex.
Because of the sex difficulties.
That's put me in the mood to go back to that game. Thanks, you young person, for telling me about this. I'll go now and do that for myself. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Dwight Wyrets, everybody.
Good old Dwight Wyrets. Noted pacifistic sex game enjoyer.
You'll love to see it. right. This is exciting.
Okay.
We're getting into some exciting stuff now. I've got this box here. I'll show you the box first. This is the
Goblin
box.
Goblin Doom Diver. Goblin we love Doom a Goblin Diver. Doom Diver.
The Doom Diver is still in here. In bits and pieces. Ooh. I'll show you the diver themselves.
Howdy.
But, yeah. The box is containing more than just the Doom Diver, and it's a bit of a mess, and I can't tell what everything goes to, and it's not as fully assembled. There's like a wagon. I think it's a snotling wagon. It's covered in those little guys.
Ah. I like a snotling.
Did I photograph any of the little guys? I don't little think I men. Did. I think the picture would not focus. So I ended up not doing that. But what I do have, him on the rat.
Oh, hey. Is that like a single piece or are they attached?
I actually don't know. I didn't look closely enough, but it looks pretty seamless.
Yeah, it does. I just was thinking that I had that rat sculpt, but I must not if it's actually connected to the fellow.
There are very similar looking rats separately, though. I did go through and just pick out a bunch of unrelated rats and lizards that I might want. Just in the
rats,
bits and bobs pocket.
Are always scientifically good.
You always need more rats. Along with a sort of kit-bashed axe blade thing.
Yeah.
That we love here. Yeah. But this is what I am really excited to show you, because these are an original creation of my father's.
Ooh.
I believe these are like squid herd pronging things that you'd poke squids with to herd them. And have a look at this. I don't know if you can make it out quite. The detail on them.
Oh, they've got like teeth.
Yeah, they're the moon. They're the moon face.
They're the toothy moon face.
Toothy moon face fashioned into a sort of trident for poking squigs.
You gonna attach those to some actual squig herders or something?
Yeah, that's why I've got the teams of two holding the sticks.
I see.
I understand those to be squig herders, and they've all got like a bit on the stick where those can be attached. He's got a ton of them in the box, I made sure and went through and grabbed all of them that I can find. Because like this is legit a thing he made himself with from a mold. And I just think that's pretty cool. Like, no one else has these.
So did he make the mould as well?
I guess he must have made the mould himself before Smash Mouth destroyed it all those years ago.
God damn it, Smash Mouth, getting up to your old tricks.
Getting up to his old tricks, destroying my father's life's work.
Yeah.
Eternal enemy of my bloodline, Smash Mouth.
Yeah.
Is this prick? I think it's a hobgoblin.
Is this prick?
Yeah, they're wolf riders, I believe.
Yeah, that is a hobgoblin wolf rider.
A scroblegus groblegus, who we all love to look at. Now, this has all been... Oh, and also here's a little guy with a hammer.
Oh, he's small.
Very
good
small.
For him.
With a hammer. Now then. This is another very important part. We're sort of in the final stretch of stuff I have to show you from my funny boxes.
Okay.
So, you know what? Why don't I'll do it in this order? There's what appears to be named characters. A number of like named people.
Okay.
And I was wondering if you could explain to me who some of them were.
I can see what I can do.
I was... Because, they seemed important, but I don't know enough to be able to say for certain, so I put them inside in order to basically get them appraised by you now.
Okay.
So, first of all, there's this fellow hearing the trumpet sounds. What have you just intercepted me with? You fucking punish countered me with a picture of a doll of some guy in a jacket.
It's Bradley Walsh. It's a little Bradley Walsh.
May I ask why you've put a little Bradley Walsh in our Discord chat?
Just to throw you off.
Just to keep me on my toes.
Yeah.
Just to keep my toes in the cauldron.
Yeah, Bradley Walsh, star of stage and screen.
And now things talk.
Yeah. He played a Doctor Who companion, which is why I have a...
Yeah, funnily enough, I looked at him and I thought of Doctor Who immediately. There's just something about the way he's dressed.
But he also does, he's mainly a game show host.
Ah.
I just thought I'd throw you off your game there.
Well, there we go, some Bradley Walsh facts. This is the section where somebody puts Bradley Walsh in the podcast with the intention of defeating me.
Yeah.
Tune in next episode when we'll have both forgotten that I said this was a recurring segment.
Yeah. Because I tend to forget everything, so.
Yeah. Which, so, like, we're really not taking our own advice at the end of every episode here.
Yeah. Remember. Everyone? This
there
isn't the
go.
End of the episode. It's not the end
what
of the
I
episode.
What if I did end it there?
Okay.
Space!